Home is more important today than it's ever been. So if you're looking for the right place or trying to take advantage of those low interest rates with a refi, you should know that there's a nationally recognized mortgage originator right here in the Triad. Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation has been included in the top 200 loan originators in the country for 8 consecutive years. Providing personal service with experience, speed, and satisfaction is her number one priority. Trust Ashley to provide you with everything you need for a simple, rewarding home loan experience. And as a sponsor of the Triad Podcast Network, if you text or call Ashley at 336-575-9448 for your mortgage quote today, just mention the podcast, and upon receiving your quote, we'll send you a $25 local business gift card. 336-575-9448 to reach Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation. Ashley McKenzie Sharp, NMLS ID number 100776, is a licensed mortgage originator in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Florida. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS ID number 2289, is an equal housing lender.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.
Triads with a drink, with a with drink, drink.
Do we remember how to do this?
No. It feels like it's been 6 years. I think it's been
84 years.
It's been like 2 months, and I've forgotten how to be a human.
I remember it like it was yesterday. It was the most beautiful boat I've ever seen.
Haven't we been opening the last couple of shows as though we were on the Bluey theme?
Bluey.
Oh, yeah.
Which I turned into a Mumford & Sons song.
You kind of did.
You did.
Kinda
you
did.
I'm excited. Bluey coming back. I'm ready.
Bluey's new back.
Bluey season 2 on Disney Plus.
I know. Bluey season 3 coming at some point this year.
Dude, we're in a golden time of the year right now for kids' TV shows.
Yes.
New episodes of Bluey. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Season 2 of Lego Masters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about season 2 of Lego Masters too.
I haven't watched the first episode yet.
We just did.
Don't spoil it.
We just did.
Spoiler alert.
Never watched a single episode.
Oh man. I'm just going to jump in. You got to watch Lego Masters. It is an amazing show for kids and parents alike. It's a blast.
Legos were a big thing. Legos, G.I. Joe's, Hot Wheels. Those were the three food groups.
Transformers?
In our house. No, we didn't really have many. We had some, but they were a little more expensive.
I was Transformers and Ninja Turtles.
We got giant vats of Legos from somewhere, from a cousin or something.
Mm-hmm.
We had a bunch of Star Wars figures, too, that came from a cousin. And they were, like, original from the original movies. And I'm pretty sure we destroyed them.
Yep.
We destroyed a lot of toys that would be very valuable if they were still around.
Oh, my gosh. How many starting lineup figurines did I just rip out of the case? And,
oh, man.
Those things could have been worth a lot of money right now.
The Bo Jackson rookie.
You know, that old Kelly Gruber Toronto Blue Jays starting lineup figurine.
I don't know who Kelly Gruber is.
A Blue Jay.
Oh. Like a Blue Jay?
An actual Blue Jay.
Like a bird who learned to play ball?
Mockingjay. Yeah.
That's incredible.
It got weird. It got weird there with the Blue Jays.
I only had birds. I had Orioles and I had Cardinals and I had Blue Jays, but the actual birds instead of players for those baseball teams.
You just had a little menagerie, a little aviary.
So it was awesome because you had told us a couple days ago about the Lego Master Season 2 coming out, which I hadn't heard, which I got super excited about, and then promptly forgot what show you told me. So like last night, for the last 2 days, I've been talking to my wife, trying to be like, what show did Adam tell us is coming back? And I couldn't remember it. And then for some reason, sitting there at dinner tonight, I looked across the counter and there was this giant Lego thing that the kids had built. And it hit me like a dawning. And I stood up from the table in mid-dinner and just walked to the den, found it. It was only on – I already missed the recording, so I paid Amazon Prime $3, just started it right there. The kids were like moths to a flame flocking in.
Uh-huh.
And then I paused it. I was like, if everybody gets their showers done in the next 20 minutes, we're watching this right now.
Yep.
And they did, and we did. Like, literally, we finished Lego Masters Season 2, Episode 1, put the kids to bed, came downstairs for the pot.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that bribes kids to make sure they get their showers and baths done in a reasonable amount of time. I did so last night. Cody had a Little League game. We didn't get home till like 8:30.
Ooh.
And so I went and I grabbed Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
And my negotiating tactic was, if you and your little brother, picky eater, can get your showers done and you are out and you are getting your pajamas on by the time I get home with Chick-fil-A, you can have some of the milkshake that I'm going to bring home. We're all going to share a milkshake. And it's your decision
as to whether or not we shared amongst four people or it's just me and your mom sharing the milkshake.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So I'm glad I'm not the only one that bribes. Oh, man.
Your milkshake
kids.
Brought all the boys to the yard. So we haven't even said welcome to Triad Dads with a Drink. We are so happy to be here. It has been a while since our last recording.
Mm-hmm.
And we're
all here as vaccinated people, not masking and hanging out a little bit close. We're like 4 feet from each other instead of 6 feet.
And just licking handrails and sneeze guards. And
I flew on an airplane this week.
Oh, boy. And by the time you hear this, we may all have a positive coronavirus test. So that's a way to get in while we're still optimistic. As always, I am Tim.
I am Adam. I am married.
Yeah.
And I have 3 kids.
That I just said my name, but tell us more about your life.
You do remember what happened after the first episode, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
One of us got credit and the other two got nothing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Demerits.
My kids are Cody, Picky Eater, and Little Nugget, who's almost 4 months old now.
My goodness, she's cute.
That's right. Things couldn't go too bad for you from the first episode because you had 2 kids then and you have 3 kids now.
Yeah.
So.
Little Corona baby.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm Dave. I got 2 kids, Star and Sneak.
Yeah.
Are you married, Dave?
Oh, man. I was. Hopefully still am.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And I am Tim, as I said before, and I have 2 kids, Piglet and Chicklet. And this is Triad Dads with a Drink. So we talked about who the Triad Dads are. Let's talk about what we're drinking.
Before we get into that, I just want to give you something to chew on over the course of this episode, Tim.
Is it a pig's ear?
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Wasn't going there.
Like when you give a dog.
You were being literal.
When
okay.
you give, I think it would be really funny if you just tossed me a piece of cured meat.
We do like pork.
That's true.
It holds up.
We don't have enough. Why don't we have snacks in this show?
That's a good question.
Yeah, we do have beer. We need snacks.
The entire time we've been recording this, we've been under a massive worldwide pandemic. So
yeah,
that's right.
Maybe that's why we didn't put in the nacho bar.
Also, I know how I'm going to sound on the mic after like my second beer with the snacks.
Uh-huh.
It's just going to be like.
So anyway, here's what you need to be thinking about over the course of this episode. I saw your lovely wife tonight at swim team practice.
Yeah, she's cool.
She is cool. And we were talking about tonight's podcast.
Uh-huh.
And I called your lovely daughters by their code names as they were leaving.
Yep.
And apparently one of your daughters is concerned that there is not an equal balance of how much you talk about Piglet and Chicklet.
You are correct. But one thing that we all need to keep in mind is the fact that those children do not listen to this podcast.
That was what my question was.
They've overheard bits and pieces of it. And now, based on that exclusively, Chicklet is concerned that I talk too much about Piglet and not enough about Chicklet.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so let me just say up front, Chicklet, she's something.
You got a Marcia and Jan Brady thing going on there.
Yeah, I do.
Piglet.
I'm not sure which is which in real life because Chicklet gets plenty of attention. Don't let her fool you. She gets plenty. She is the second child, but she still comes in, climbs into our bed every night about midnight.
Ooh.
Yeah, yep. It's
we're right there with you with Picky Eater.
You know, and generally just gets plenty of attention, but
but not on this show.
No, she's concerned. She wants equal airplay.
I think it's an age.
Should I just put title of the show, Triad Dads with a Drink, Chicklet.
That's right. Triad Dads with a Chicklet.
All right.
Were you saying an age thing, Dave?
Oh man, about like the fairness. Like I don't all the time.
Yeah.
Like it's like
uh-huh.
they got a bigger piece of bread than I did. I'm like, it's a loaf of bread. The slices are made at the factory. It's impossible that one of you got a bigger piece than the other one.
Gotta buy two of everything.
Oh my god.
It's one of those things that's deeply ingrained into us as animals.
Yeah.
You know? Like that's one thing that like they you know, I've you read up on experiments on like dogs or whatever, like one thing that apes, all sorts of other creatures, they may not understand complex morality, but they understand fairness.
Yeah.
Like if you give one special treatment, then the other animals are going to resent the one that you give special treatment.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's hardwired into us, but still super annoying.
So all we're asking for is fairness.
Yes.
Yep.
For your two daughters
yep.
tonight.
Okay. Tim. Well, in the name of Chicklet, I ask again, what are you drinking, Adam?
I am drinking. This is provided by Dave because I came empty-handed. Although I bring all the equipment,
yeah, yeah.
set it all up, so I don't really feel bad about it.
And then edit, mix, and release.
Wise
the podcast.
Man, this is a repeat beverage from a previous podcast. Wise Man, wonderful brewery in downtown Winston-Salem. Sufficient Wit. Belgian style white ale, and there was some sort of joke last time
that you are the
that I am
wit.
The sufficient wit.
Yeah, you are, it. You are yeah.
the superior wit. No, but the sufficient wit. Oh, yeah.
Completely sufficient.
It's delicious. It's mm-hmm. delicious. Big fan of Wise Man.
So tonight I'm drinking the Foothills Festival Express IPA. Nice little juicy IPA for summer. So quite lovely.
Yeah,
might mix it up in the middle, but right now starting off with that.
Sweet. I am currently drinking from Burial. In Asheville, I've got a Kindred Beings. It's actually a collaboration with another brewery that I can't see because it's too dark in this garage. But maybe Three Sons Brewing Company.
Okay.
And yeah, it's real good. IPA.
I maintain that Burial has, well, A, their beer is fantastic.
Great yeah. beer.
But what encases the beer in each can, I maintain that their artwork on their cans.
It's beautiful.
Best you're going to yeah. find.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's very creative, really stands out. I love their artwork on their cans.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
All right, so we got a lot to cover today. Do where we normally begin after we introduce ourselves and our beverages is dad moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You guys got some dad moments from the last? I mean, it's so we worked smarter, not harder on our last podcast, and we broke it up into two parts over the course of almost 3 months.
Yeah, which is crazy because when we recorded that, we were like, yeah, we're going to have one of these again in no time. And then a lot of, you know, time passed and, you know, things happen and what are you going to do? And then the second half of the episode got released. The only way you could really tell how long it had been is because we referenced the ACC tournament.
yeah.
On a podcast that was released in early June.
Yeah, that's kind of far.
Although maybe with like all the COVID sports timing, people just won't notice it. They'll be like, I don't know, maybe the ACC tournament was in June this year.
Or they'll be like, wow, Georgia Tech was the baseball champions
that's
of the
right.
ACC.
It was, yeah. it was that. That's what yeah. it was.
Never really said basketball. We just said ACC tournament.
Yeah, yep. So we're only, there are people right now who are saying, see, I told you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also, apparently, if you start with bourbon in a podcast, you will talk for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
As we discovered last
That's
time.
It's a long podcast.
It
so,
is long.
All right. So you got a couple of months to go back to for dad moments.
Yeah.
What you guys got, Dave?
All right. So I don't know if this is a great one, but this is the most recent. It was Memorial Day weekend last weekend, and we did an annual trip. Missed it last year, obviously, but annual trip with my wife's family up to Cincinnati. Doing the dad thing where I, no matter how hard I try, I am ridiculously particular about like making good time on the road.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Which is a thing anyway, but then like you throw like a whole family into it and it's just, you know, a little bit of insanity. So my dad moment was making good time. We're humming along on Friday, driving up 77. And then we see in Charleston, West Virginia, that it just looks like the apocalypse has happened with storms coming through. Mm. And, you know, we've got the Waze going and so all of a sudden the whole road is just the bright red. And so I start, you know, talking to my wife. I'm like, okay, we got to find a way around this. We can't sit in traffic. So invariably we get off on some back road in West Virginia, like in the middle of like crazy gullies, driving down back roads. At one point we ended up on a one-way single lane alley road through people's back, like just to not sit in traffic.
Right.
I don't think we saved any time.
No.
Like, at all, but
you probably added time.
We probably added time, but in my mind, I'm like, look, we are moving. We are doing this. Mm-hmm. But we did get to see something pretty amazing was a restaurant called Mountain Holler Pizza Delivery.
Oh.
But they misspelled holler, which I know how to spell holler because I'm from an actual honest to God holler.
H-O-L-L-A, right?
Yeah. That,
holla.
They spelled, no, well, it's, that's no. not how you spell it.
No.
It's H-O-L-L-E-R, no, but they spelled it
okay.
H-O-L-L-A-R, which... Now, well, you're from Florida, so you've never been to a holler. You've been to my holler, but yeah. So that
been
was
to a Holler Day Inn.
Yeah, so that was my dad moment was doing the ridiculous thing where you spend, 7,000 ounces of energy to actually take longer to get to where you're going just to not sit in traffic.
What's the fastest you've made it from Cincinnati to Winston-Salem? Because you and I are together and that we make that drive often
we
because my wife's side of the family is from Cincinnati.
We somehow both married Cincinnati people, which
yes.
is yeah,
carpet.
We made it. We made it back on Monday in 6 hours and 45 minutes
That's
door to door
impressive.
With two stops, which was amazing. Yeah,
pre kids, we made it back on one tank of gas, no stops, 6 hours 15 minutes
Yeah, that's the perfect. That's the perfect pour right there. Like everything goes right, you can do it 6:15
Yeah, and now we budget like 8 hours
Yeah, yeah. The stops are just, yeah. So that's my dad moment. That's
very good. Very good. Okay. So my dad moment, I'm going to go with, so recently there was a, there was an event that I was helping out with, and, it was a dinner golf tournament and there was a silent auction, or actually not a silent auction. It was a very loud auction. there was an auctioneer and everything. So, My youngest son, picky eater, he's, well, both my kids are really into NASCAR. Like they love cars. They love watching races. They, my youngest son, picky eater, well, is, if there's a race that comes on, he has to go get his toy, like NASCAR cars. He's got this Jimmy Johnson Lowe's car and he's got this other car with a Skittles. It's actually a Skittles candy dispenser, but in the shape of a NASCAR, or a stock car. And so he'll actually take those and race them around the living room while the race is going on. And his favorite driver in NASCAR is Joey Logano. Loves Joey Logano. And so it just so happens that at this auction, there was a Joey Logano like prize pack.
Oh,
like
no.
It could have been any other driver. There was only one driver like prize box, and it just happened to be Joey Logano. And it was a Joey Logano shirt, a hat, two Joey Logano marked Hot Wheels cars.
Oh, snap.
And then the prize possession was this replica racing helmet that the drivers wear inside the car, autographed by Joey Logano on the face shield, on the eye shield, whatever you want to call it, that, that covers their eyes on the helmet. So
the no like dirt in the eye thing.
Yeah. Bingo. Nailed it.
Visor.
That's what I was like. Visor.
On the eye shield.
Holler. It's a holler. Okay.
It's an eye hat.
So anyway, I just, you know, it's probably more money than I should have spent, but I was like, he's got a birthday coming up and he's at the end of the school year. And it's just like, this is just kind of luck that I come to this auction and there just happens to be an item that I know that one of my sons is absolutely going to go crazy about.
That's
and
awesome.
So I bid on it and I won the item and brought it back. And now he rides around on this little plasma car that we have around the living room wearing this helmet that's like fit for an adult NASCAR driver that this little kid who's not even 5 years old yet wears on his head. And he looks like, he looks like Dark Helmet from Spaceballs in terms of the size of the helmet proportion to the size of the body.
That's so awesome.
Anyway, that's my dad moment.
That's a fantastic. Dad moment. You know who my favorite NASCAR driver of all time is?
Dick Trickle.
when I was
why Dave? Why
he was a winner.
Yeah,
I mean, he didn't win anything, but
what did he win?
When I was in second grade, we went to a car dealership and I met Rusty Wallace and got his autograph.
That's cool. That's
nice. So I had an autographed picture of Rusty Wallace. I didn't know anything about race cars. I didn't know anything about NASCAR or stock cars or any of that stuff. Our family wasn't really into that, but I had that thing on my wall until middle school, I think, because I didn't have that many autographed things, and I thought that was really, really cool.
Sure.
Yep.
So let's see. Dad moment of the week. Got a couple that come to mind, but the one I'll say is, since our very first episode was talking about Star Wars and when to watch, you know, Star Wars with the kids.
Yes.
I'll say that just recently we watched episodes 4, 5, 6, and 1 with ooh, my kids. So that's fun.
How did 1 go?
We weren't actually there for it. So we started it with the kids, but my brother came over and watched the kids for a little while my wife and I went and ran some errands and took a walk and had coffee. It was awesome. It was a great Saturday morning. And we let them watch a movie with their uncle, and they picked episode 1. And apparently they loved it, and laughed like crazy when Jar Jar Binks said, "Excuse me?" So that's terrible. But I wasn't really there for that part, so it's, okay. Really be my dad moment. I'll say that probably the daddiest thing I did was
the daddiest thing.
I went on a bike ride. I fell off. I hurt myself fairly badly.
You did, yes,
yeah. And then a couple of days.
You're the most sophisticated biker among us, which is a bad sign for the rest of us.
Like a day or two later, I insisted on mowing the lawn despite my significant injuries, and then waited until my wife and kids went somewhere, promised my wife I would take it easy, and then as soon as she left, I cut down a tree. That felt like some dad energy.
That's some dad energy.
Look, I may be injured, but this lawn is not going to mow itself. And that dogwood is half dead, and it's all it's doing is just taking up room, and it's not thriving in the understory, and we're going to cut it. I'm going to cut it down. So I did. I chainsawed a tree down.
That's some BDE right there.
Big dad energy.
BDE.
I was putting the last few branches of it into the yard waste cart when my wife pulled into the driveway and was like, "What are you doing?"
Okay, that's how you know your dad, when your secret thing you're sneaking is the limbs that you've cut down. Like, oh God, I got to get in the yard cart, man, before she gets home.
I'm going to get a lot of grief if I don't get all these branches into this yard cart before my wife comes home and says, "You should be resting." So yeah,
do it.
That was the moment that I was like, this is some Tim Allen nonsense.
Yeah,
right here.
Yep, that's it.
I would also like to say, because we were all at your house over the weekend for your lovely wife's birthday.
Yes, big one, big birthday.
I believe this was inspired by something you mentioned on the podcast. Didn't happen on the podcast, but you talked about it on the podcast as inspiration. To get your grass going, you know, like get your lawn in order.
Yeah, because some people on this podcast have children who criticized my lawn.
Uh-huh.
They're critics. They're just mean little critics.
But it worked.
It's banging.
I believe Dave used the phrase "grass is looking tight."
Grass is looking tight. I got some solid hydrangea action going on the bank. I got some dwarf plum ewes. And some, what's that, liriope? Some
monkey grass.
He's
making up words now.
Yeah, he is.
It's got some river rock. Got some brown mulch.
You're laying some brick?
Laying some brick. I am laying some brick, bro. I redoing a little brick patio.
Yeah?
Out behind the house.
Look at you, man.
Hey, you know what? You got to keep busy.
L-I-V-I-N.
Where are you finding this time?
I don't know.
Like, honestly.
I don't know.
Well, not all of us have a newborn, which might be skewing the time.
Yeah, skewing the old time meter there.
All right, if you're enjoying this podcast, then I hope you'll take just a quick second to hear about the folks that make it all possible. And that's the Ginther Group, a Triad real estate team with a vast local knowledge. Don't believe me? Hear it for yourself by listening to their real estate show right here on the Triad Podcast Network. I'm not even in the market, and I don't know what I'd do without an ally like Blake Ginther and the Ginther Group. They've helped me find a plumber, a roofer, and even helped my family save hundreds each month when we refinanced our home. Now imagine how they can help if you are in the market. They can help you get started with an evaluation to list and market your home. So if you're thinking of buying or selling in the Triad, call the Ginther Group at 336-283-8689 or find them online at theginthergroup.com. Now back to the show.
Hey, what's that next to you? What's that big thing next to you? It's a big thing that looks like it needs spinning.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot this thing was here. It's been so long since we've spun it.
Did we have any other topics to go over before we spun the old wheel?
This is just a being in North Carolina and being this week, I just think we got to recognize that Roy Williams and Mike Krzyzewski both announcing retirement since the last podcast, right?
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, a little closer to one of our professional jobs than the other two, but still, like, mm-hmm. anybody that grew up in America, but definitely in North Carolina or the South, like,
it is wild too that huge. They both have like have these heir apparent kind of hires that have happened after. So we're gonna see what happens.
Keep it in the family.
Yeah, keep it in the family. It feels like one of them is going to be some sort of a boy king who, you know, squanders his father's empire, even though it's not his literal father. I just, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, you
think
know
it's going to be Joaquin Phoenix from Gladiator?
Basically, right? Commodus.
A little Lannister boy from...
Yeah, right? I just think it's a possibility. I'm just looking around and I'm going, maybe.
It's just
going
to be weird that after next season... those two teams are going to face each other, and there isn't going to be a Hall of Fame coach coaching either one.
There's going to be a coach that went to college one place after we graduated college.
Yeah. So who's left? Like Jim Boeheim, is that his name?
Boeheim
from Syracuse.
Close. Yeah. This is his 46th season, right? Like he's
Jim Boeheim, Bob McKillop from Davidson is up there, like top five longest tenured active coaches after Kay retires.
Calipari, is he still coaching?
Yeah. Mark Few at Gonzaga.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Which is great. But he doesn't age. He's kind of like you. So no. He looks like he's 32. He's apparently 67 or something.
Yeah. So am I.
Well, you've gone from looking like a young Dustin Hoffman to now maybe you're edging into like a Papillon Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, like a Papillon. Like,
yeah.
Man, love that movie and book.
Yeah. It's that
Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you're maybe getting to like, you went from a graduate Dustin Hoffman to like a Papillon Dustin Hoffman. So, you know. Eventually you get to hook Dustin Hoffman and then things get weird.
Oh my God, I can't wait. I can't wait till we're hanging out doing the podcast when you're the hook Dustin Hoffman.
I'm going to come in wearing the wig with the handlebar mustache and everything.
No, it's not a wig. You just can't cut your hair for like 6 years.
It'd be great. And then put some curlers.
I was going to say, and get it that curly.
It'll be dope.
Yep. All right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good.
So here's to Roy and Coach K and
cheers. I mean,
contributions.
Yeah. That's ACC basketball.
How many wins between them?
Oh, a God. Million.
Almost 2,000?
Over 2,000.
Yeah.
Is it over 2,000?
I don't know if
it,
it's over. I thought they were both over 900.
It's probably close. Yeah.
Coach
K got up to over
1,000.
Yeah, he's over 1,000.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's closing in on 2,000.
Closing in on 2,000 wins between them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of wins.
That is.
Mm-hmm.
Winners got to win.
Winners win. Oh, that's what
now
win.
We got to spin.
That's what they do.
Winners got to win, and now we got to spin.
Uh-huh.
Boom.
Okay, loosen up my arm here.
That's very close to
a verb. Hope it actually spins. It's got a little rust on it.
But you need to. So here's what you need.
Oil it a little bit.
You needed some graphite, like the kind that you use on locks when they've been hanging out for a while, right? Have you ever used graphite spray?
I've used WD-40.
I was going to say, that's what I spray.
All right. Graphite spray is a thing. Continue.
I feel like we should look this up.
Mm-hmm. Nah, there's no looking up in the pod. You just got to trust it.
Here we go. I got some muscle into that
spun
one.
Like
got
a,
some muscle into that one.
It's a thoroughbred.
Let's see. That is on Dave.
Dave, all right. So we had a blast in the last 30 minutes of our 2.5-hour podcast last time with a little bit of back and forth about the order of...
order of excellence of Rockies?
Which Rocky's best and which Rocky is not best. So I thought it might be fun just to talk about what are some examples, perhaps, of unpopular movie opinions that you hold.
Ooh.
So could be a movie that you love that general consensus is that it might have missed the mark a little bit. Or movies that are universally acclaimed that you just know are absolutely crap.
I really feel like I'm going to make Tim mad with mine.
I'm hoping.
Last week when I made him mad, or actually he made me mad with his Rocky III take, but we won't get into that again.
Go back
and listen to our archives at Triad Podcast Network to hear our argument about Rocky III and IV.
You really should listen to all of the episodes. There's the Chris Ohl, Blake Ginther, there's, you know, it's... All hits, no skips.
Blake Ginther and his team helped me sell a house this last week.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
And that's not even your dad moment. That's crazy.
No, it's not. It's because it was so easy. Dad moments, you got to put like, it's got to be difficult and challenging and you have to overcome something. I mean, they just made it too easy.
Oh, wow.
So couldn't make it a dad moment. So
wow, feeling sponsored right now.
Yep. Yeah. Thanks, Ginther Group.
So what Blake we got? Ginther. What we got?
You want me to go first?
If you got one, man.
All right, let's go.
Ready and load.
I do not really care for the film library of Quentin Tarantino.
Ah,
wow. Okay. Ooh. Okay.
That was it. That was
doesn't
it.
Do anything right. for me.
So none of them.
I haven't seen all of them.
What have you seen?
So let's go. Reservoir Dogs.
Yes, but I didn't watch that until college with you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, same. But I love it.
No.
I mean, it was fine.
Pulp Fiction.
I haven't seen start to finish. I've only seen pieces of it.
Oh, wow. That's
because I sit down.
I don't like this director.
Have
you seen his most seminal film? No, but I don't like him.
Honestly, the only Tarantino movies that I have seen start to finish, because I was actually interested in seeing them start. Like Pulp Fiction, I've sat down for the beginning of it. And I was just like, I just got bored. Like, I really did. Kill Bill.
There's nothing interesting
about Kill Bill movies are really the only ones that I watched.
Here we go.
Go ahead, rattle them off.
Reservoir Dogs.
Yes.
Great.
Pulp Fiction.
Also great.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, I mean, we'll give a quasi yes. I've seen it.
Jackie Brown.
No.
Okay. Kill Bill Volume 1.
Yes.
Kill Bill Volume 2.
Yes.
Death Proof.
Nope.
Well, that's the whole Grindhouse thing. It's a little different. Inglorious B-words. Do we curse on
Never
this podcast?
Never saw.
Oh, that movie's great.
Didn't see it.
It's not a curse word because it's bastards.
Inglorious Bastards.
Yeah, didn't see it. Yeah. And it's, again, like, you might be thinking, well, of course you don't care for them because you haven't seen most of them.
Right?
But it's not something I really feel an urge to go and watch. I'm not into his films.
Django Unchained.
Nope.
The Hateful Eight.
Nope.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Nope.
Okay, so what we have learned is that you have seen Reservoir Dogs,
yep.
Kill Bill 1 and 2,
yep.
half of Pulp Fiction.
Yep.
And you liked Kill Bill 1 and 2.
What Ain't No Country I Ever Heard Of.
So
I can quote that scene. That's about it from Pulp Fiction.
And you've seen half of Pulp Fiction. So what you've told us is that you don't like Reservoir Dogs.
That might be it.
It's fine.
And even it's fine?
Yeah.
I think you're just looking to be controversial. I don't even
know. No, I really
you
don't.
Actually, don't like Quentin Tarantino movies.
No, it's legitimately true.
I think there must have been a moment like freshman year in college where we were watching Reservoir Dogs and it got weird somehow.
Probably.
I like the scene. I like the scene with
Carson started sharpening his knives in the middle of the scene
Probably.
Where the guy's ear comes off.
Yep. And it just in Pulp Fiction, I like the scene with my man Brett. Look at the big brain on
Look
on
at the Brett. Big brain on Brett.
That's it. Like,
may I have a sip of your tasty beverage to wash down this burger?
A Royale with cheese.
Yeah.
Hey, look at the big brain. Yeah. That's about it.
They got the metric system.
Which wallet is his again?
It's the one that says Bad Motor Scooter.
So yeah, don't care for Quentin Tarantino's films.
Man.
That is my unpopular movie opinion.
That is your unpopular and mostly uninformed movie opinion.
I told you it was going to make him mad.
I didn't say it made me mad. I'm just saying, like, come correct. If you have criticisms, because honestly, uneven. I have a hard time with Hateful Eight. It's not my favorite movie. I think the opening is very slow. I have fallen asleep during it multiple times. But Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is excellent.
It's really good.
It's overly long. That's the thing. He is self-indulgent, and his movies are overly long. There are a lot of valid criticisms you can have. But sometimes when you sit down and you're like, what are your criticisms of it? And it's like, well, I saw parts of his movies, and I didn't really like him that much because somebody said some bad words.
Well, see, that's the thing. I've actually sat down and tried to watch Pulp Fiction start to finish.
So you tried to watch Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
You just didn't care for it.
Correct.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I cared for parts of it.
Okay.
But, like, to me, it's like, it's not with his most recent stuff, like Django and Inglourious Basterds and all that stuff. And it's not that I've seen them and didn't like them. It's just like, okay, Tarantino came out with another film. I'm not really all that excited about it.
Yeah, which is fair. You know, I will say this about Tarantino. His films have become increasingly self-indulgent. The foot thing's weird. He's got a weird foot thing, and it's a problem, to the point where I get uncomfortable every time. I'm like, he's going to show some girl's feet, and it's going to be strange.
Did he direct Dusk Till Dawn, or was he just...
He did not. He was just in it. Robert Rodriguez directed From Dusk Till Dawn, who, coincidentally, now mostly directs kids' movies, including he did like Shark Boy and Lava Girl and Spy Kids. And he did one recently called We Can Be Heroes. That is a
Wallflowers cover of a David Bowie song.
They cover it in the movie.
Do they really?
Yes. And it is Shark Boy and Lava Girl's kid is one of the characters in it, and it's actually pretty good. My kids love it, and we've watched it a few times. It's a kids movie, and that's a little bit dumb sometimes, but it's pretty fun too.
I could do a whole separate like tangent category, which is just greatest covers of songs. Of all time.
Yeah.
Because The Wallflowers Heroes is one of my favorite songs, and it's a cover of the David Bowie classic, but I think The Wallflowers...
This may be recency bias, but I would put it's Weezer's Africa cover
up there. Yeah, that's good. Have you guys listened to Van Weezer?
What is
Van
that?
Weezer?
Their new album?
No.
The Van Halen 80s rock and like album?
Get out.
The whole album is like a Van Halen
style.
Oh,
I'm finding it right now.
Yeah, it's called Van Weezer. It's
out.
Excellent.
Finding it right now.
It's good.
Now.
I'll find it's that. Good too. It's,
I wish
it
we
is.
Could just play that on the podcast
oh, man.
For the rest.
We're
going
to add all the entire album to our dad yep. rock podcast. Yeah.
You might
dad
actually
dad rock
you listen to
Apple playlist. Music playlist.
I listened
part
to the
two.
Whole thing again on the way home from Chapel Hill today, and it's just like 10 songs of intensity. So, okay, so Tarantino.
So that's an unpopular movie opinion
yep.
from Adam, no matter how
movie.
Ill-informed it may be.
Yep.
That's fine. I prefer my opinions be uninformed.
So since this is your topic, I'll go next.
Cool.
So I was trying to think of, I've got both, I've got a soft spot for a lot of movies that most people don't like.
Yeah.
And there are a few movies, not that many, that I... To be honest, I like a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Like I like good movies that I like a lot.
You ever find that he just has a problem answering the question?
Hush. It's better a long answer than a wrong answer. All right.
God, you realize we went over 2 hours last time,
man,
right?
Listen. Look, hey, guess what? Nobody has to listen to this. It's not required. Skip over
I'm gonna
to
sign,
you know
sign reading in my class.
So let's see. I like a lot of basically any 80s or 90s action sci-fi movie.
Okay.
I'm all in on.
Okay.
Pretty much Running Man, Demolition Man. If it's got man in
yeah,
it,
yeah, I can get down with that.
I'll take all this. And I also like some really dumb comedies. I have a huge soft spot for the movie Out Cold. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
Who's in that?
Zach Galifianakis is one of his early movies. Oh. It's this ridiculous movie about this ski town in Alaska. It is terrible in so many ways, but it's got a really good cast, and it's really funny.
Nice.
And stupid, but I don't know. I have a soft spot for it. And I also, there are some movies that I don't like. This is another dumb comedy that a lot of people like for some reason is a Super Troopers.
Yeah.
I despise that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's terrible.
Not great.
But it's more of a cult class. Yeah, more of a cult classic, so I don't.
My wife hates that movie, and our friend Keith loves it. I like Super Troopers. I've not seen Super Troopers 2, though.
By the way, not necessarily Super Troopers, but it's similar name. Do you see McLovin turn 40 today?
Oh, that's wild.
He's our age.
No, yeah. On the driver's license, his birthday.
Oh,
says,
his birthday!
His birthday on the driver's license is June 3rd, 1981.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
McLovin. Oh my gosh!
And then let's see.
I am McLovin.
Oh, and another movie that I recently rewatched that I thought I liked, but it turns out, especially since I have a soft spot for action sci-fi movies,
yep.
that I watched again and was surprised at how underwhelmed I was Minority Report.
Oh, yeah.
That's a movie.
Tom Cruise, right?
Yeah, Tom Cruise, Steven Spielberg movie.
Yeah.
I used to like it. I thought I liked it. I watched it again, and I was like, boy, this is really stupid. So there's a lot of problems with it. Like, it's the script is very uneven. The it's outright silly in some points and deliberately gross in others. And it's not Spielberg's finest, even though I used to think it was a great movie. So anyway,
we all grow and evolve.
That's right. So anyway, Dave, this is yours, and it looked like you were trying to stir up a fight that hasn't fully materialized yet, but let's see what you
do. No, I think we got a pretty good Tarantino fight there. Mine is just stupid. Mine is just like a purely selfish like a movie that I have a soft spot for that is not great. It's not horrible, but it's just a movie I love. So my brother was in town. This was, I don't know how many years ago, from Mississippi, and we went and watched this movie with a lot of hype. It was like Christmas time. Came away, like liked it, but didn't love it. But for some reason, it kind of like just like earwormed me, like
there.
And so went back, you know, watched it again when it came out on video, then I watched it again, and then I watched it again, then I made Shannon watch it with me, and then she's like, this movie is stupid as hell, why did you make me watch this? And it's Prometheus. Like Alien 4 or 5, essentially. Like,
okay.
And I don't know why, but I love Prometheus.
Yeah, man.
And it's not a great movie.
Like, you're right in my soft spot, though, with that.
That's
action sci-fi.
Yep.
I'll
like,
watch them all.
With like an overly ridiculous mythology layered on top. Have you seen Prometheus, Adam?
No.
Let me tell you, I think
is it a Tarantino film?
I'm just kidding. No, it's Ridley Scott. So... And it's like the backstory, you know, like when the origin story movies were everything, right? Like, so it's the origin story kind of the Alien franchise. And it's stupid and ridiculous, and I love it. It completes me.
I'll say this, though. There are some, so you mentioned Ridley Scott. Ridley Scott is someone who a lot of people, they'll just like they'll watch anything he does, yep. you know, because they just are all in on him. And there are some directors that I feel that way about. Edgar Wright, who did Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, Baby Driver. Love every single thing. Put Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Love that movie. Denis Villeneuve is another one. He did the Blade Runner sequel. He did Arrival, which I recently rewatched, and it
Arrival is great,
fantastic, and heartbreaking. And he's coming out with a Dune sequel or a Dune remake.
Oh, that's right. Did it get delayed? Did it get?
And you want to hear me nerd out on something, which you
nerd
don't.
Out.
You don't. I promise you don't.
It actually hasn't happened yet.
He's Dune, gonna do it though.
Dune is one of those. Like it is. As much as I love sci-fi and sci-fi action and all that stuff, Dune is one of the few series that actually does it right, because one of my pet peeves about sci-fi movies is that they're always like, in the year 2011. yeah. And you're like, wait. And then you get to 2011 and you're like, no, it's
I don't have
fun.
A flying car. Just,
you know, none of that stuff happened. Meanwhile, Dune is like, it's like 30,000 years in the future. You know, it's our planet. Well, you know, onto other planets, but it's our species or whatever. But it just pushes it so far out in the future that you're like, yeah, things are different. Yeah. I'm sure things will be different 30,000 years in or whatever it is.
I've never read Dune.
Yeah.
I need to. Yeah.
You know, it's weird. It's the 60s, man. You know, he wrote it in the 60s. Frank Herbert wrote it in the 60s.
I'm putting that on my summer list.
Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
That's going to be my summer book.
Go for it. It's going to feel like it's the 60s every now and then, though. Fair warning.
I'm okay with that.
What's a movie that you guys are embarrassed to say, but you're going to say it anyway in this podcast, that you haven't seen yet?
Mm. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
And how long will it take Tim to actually answer the question?
Casablanca. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eat it, nerd. I answered it in no time.
Well, I mean, let's just go. You don't have to be one. Just rattle them off. Rattle them off. Movies that you haven't seen. Godfather.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay. You should.
I watched Die Hard for the first time, like, 6 months ago.
Oh, well.
Now you really should be embarrassed because that's not like it's from a different era. That's your birthright.
You actually have to work to avoid Die Hard on the televisions. So that's impressive. That's impressive.
It's not that I actively avoided it. Just never got around to it.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. It's tough to find a negative. Like what?
A lot of the Golden Age and
like, it's not a movie that you don't like. It's just a movie that know that you should have seen by now, but you haven't.
And like some of that new Hollywood stuff in the 60s, you know, like I've seen some of it, like Bonnie and Clyde and things like that, Chinatown.
Oh, yeah. None of these movies have I seen. Pretty much my dad didn't have a VHS of it that he made me watch. Yeah. Like, unless it was The Great Escape, I probably haven't seen it.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
I have seen Great Escape. I haven't seen Bullet.
I've seen Bullet.
I haven't seen Vanishing Point.
I haven't seen Vanishing Point.
No.
So of that kind of.
We should just pull up like the IMDb top 100 and see
how many poorly we do. Yeah. I'm going to say I've probably seen very few of them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So how'd we do? No fights? No big fights?
No. No. A little bit of concern. A little bit of concern.
I switched beers.
Yeah. I was like, what are you drinking now? Because I'm going to get a refill.
I need a refill too.
This one's cool because it's got a black can, and I like that.
What are you drinking?
A Turnstile by Resident Culture out of Charlotte, I believe.
What kind of beer is it?
It's an IPA and hazy IPA hopped with Citra. I promise I can read. It's just it's dim in the garage. Citra, Montejuca.
Nailed
and
it.
Topaz. Hops.
Nailed it.
Yeah. So, good one.
I'm just gonna yell across the podcast.
Hazy IPA.
Adam, do you want a Belgian winter ale or a Foothills Festival Express?
I'll do the Foothills.
You can edit this out, but you don't have to.
I don't know if I want to.
Shows that we're real and authentic.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're relatable.
You can almost smell the fridge.
Smell the fridge?
You don't want to smell the fridge.
Smell the fridge. That's our Taste the Rainbow.
Smell the fridge. Actually,
our slogan.
Try a dad's with a drink.
Smell the fridge.
So I'm going to tell you my beer, and then I realize I need to completely redo my dad moment of the week, which you can just keep to him. So this is a Rheingeist, which is from downtown Cincinnati.
Oh, yes, it is.
Over the Rhine.
Which one is it?
So this is called Zango.
I had Zango.
Yeah.
I've mostly drank like their Truth IPA.
Truth, we had a couple of sixers of Truth while we were up there. It's great. This beer I do not love, but it is unique and interesting, and so I'm drinking it again. It's an ale brewed with apple, mango, and tangerine.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
And it's kind of a sour, but not really.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's tart, and I mean, yeah, it's an interesting flavor. So yeah. I'm gonna drink it again.
I tried a there's another brewery in Cincinnati called Taft's. It is named after the president.
Yep.
Because the logo of it is actually
a bathtub.
It is a large man in a bathtub.
Yeah.
And they partnered with UDF, which, if you're from Cincinnati, you know what UDF is. They're famous for their malts.
United Dairy Farmers, right?
Yes, yeah. United Dairy Farmers. So they partnered together to make like a milkshake, but it wasn't a stout. It was like a milkshake IPA.
Did it bring all the boys to the yard?
You know, it's funny the first time.
Yeah.
mildly funny.
Wow.
That was called a callback. I don't expect a Philistine to understand it, but it's... Rocky 3.
All right, so this should have been my dad moment of the week.
Let's hear it.
I don't know why I didn't think of this. So when we moved
into
the house, when you realize you've had 2 months to prep for this moment.
We're not done. We're
still rewinding.
Smell the fridge.
Tarantino sucks.
Okay. Okay, we're there.
Still an unproven thesis, but go ahead.
That's right. That's right. We had two months to prep for this, and somehow I didn't manage to do it. So
I didn't realize I'm gonna have to, you know, prove anything. But you know, I just thought it was an opinion, man.
It's just like your opinion.
It's just like
man.
Your opinion, man.
So we got new appliances.
If Lebowski can hate the Eagles, then I can hate Tarantino.
That's fair because you love the Eagles.
I do love the Eagles.
You love the Eagles. That's right. The band you've seen the most.
Okay, we're going to let you do your dad moment now.
All right.
I'm going to stop with the interruptions. But this is really good.
I want the record to state that this is Adam doing all of this talking right now, not me.
He got one sip of that foothills, and it's just making him loopy. All right, so when we bought this house like 6 years ago, we ended up getting some new appliances because the ones in here were 20-plus years old and crapping out. And so one of them was like the fridge. And what started happening over the last year is that all of a sudden we'd hear like a like a really loud noise and discover there's like all this frost buildup on the back wall of the freezer. And it's like a bottom drawer freezer. And we've had – the techs have come out and we fixed some things. Over the last couple of months, what this has evolved into is it gets really, really bad. And you can hear the fan throughout the house. And so then I go get my giant cooler, take it upstairs, unload all the food from the freezer. Into the cooler, put a heater into the freezer, melt all the ice, and then go about my day, which I thought was a perfectly appropriate solution. Then I discovered you could do it with a hairdryer even faster. Yeah. So then in the long car ride back from Cincinnati, my wife's like, so we need to get a new fridge. We need to buy a new fridge. I was like, no, the fridge is perfectly fine. She's like, I don't think that a hairdryer defrosting the back of the fridge on a buy every other day basis is the way to go. And so at this point, I'm like, damn it, I'm up against the clock on this thing. Like, I got a new fridge purchase hanging over me if I don't get this fixed, right?
Oh, what'd you do?
So I started, like, did the deep Google on it.
Oh, yeah.
Ultimately found did the deep Google on the dark webs. Then found the, like, somebody had posted the whatever, like, the service menu is, like the diagnostic menu that you can get to by hitting a comp, like, it's like the Konami code, right? Like,
boop, beep, boop, beep, boop,
if
boop.
If you hold like the refrigerator button and the whatever button
up, down,
for 3 seconds,
down, left, right,
it'll put you in a diagnostic mode where you can control all of the functions of the fridge manually, like turn everything on and off one by one. And so I figured out I can do in like a 3-button sequence, I can just manually make it defrost. And it defrosts itself. And so now a couple times a day, I walk by the fridge and I do my secret Konami code on the ice dispenser buttons, and it turns the defroster on, and it makes all the ice in the freezer go away so the fan doesn't make a horrible noise, and so I don't have to buy a new fridge.
Baller.
Did you feel like it was that moment in The Matrix where Neo just makes the bullets fall out
of his head? He just sees the code and he's just like,
that's you right now, huh?
Yeah.
You're the one.
That's way better than like, I tried to avoid traffic.
Yeah. I think both of them are good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Okay. Strong.
Congratulations, man.
Strong choices. Look at you making good
I'm all
choices.
About the tangents
I'm
in
glad,
this pod.
I'm glad we rewound all the way to that.
Rewind. Speaking of wound.
Rewind. Whoa.
Round. Going around wheels.
Transition.
Wow.
What's the thing next to you?
What?
It's the
wheel. What's the big round thing next to you?
It's the wheel you got to spin.
What? Here
it's
you go.
It's a cue.
Didn't get enough
didn't get as much muscle.
Also, by the way, I thought we were ahead of schedule until I just realized we've only done one of the wheel spins.
Oh, yeah. No, this is going to be another 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's a big problem. Break this one up, too.
Oh, it landed on me.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. Okay, so we are recording this in early June, which means the school year is almost over. We are getting into summer. We're going to start taking summer vacations because we're getting vaccinated and things are opening up and people are just itching to get out and out of their homes this summer. So what I want to know from you guys,
yeah,
when you go on vacation, well, let me put it this way. When you go on trips,
yep,
because when you take small kids, they're not really vacations. They're trips.
It's a change of venue. Yeah. You got to do the same stuff.
Correct. Yeah. It's still exhausting.
Yeah.
A vacation is going to the grocery store by yourself. That's a trip is going to the beach with your kids.
A vacation is your family leaves the house so you get to cut a tree down.
A vacation is going to work sometimes.
Some days.
Cutting a tree down.
That was so good.
I want to talk about some life hacks, and they could be dad-related life hacks for taking trips with young children.
Okay.
Who wants to go first? Are you Billy Bob Thornton over there from
French for Appetiters?
I like French for Appetiters. I don't, we're all down an octave. Well, I got an easy one that we just came up with.
Do it.
Okay. And it's not. It's like one of these
fridge,
things.
Is it fridge related?
Yeah, it's fridge and traffic. Hey. It's fridge and ways related, right?
Yeah.
So for some reason, this was the first trip when we did this drive up to Cincinnati, which is, you know, like 6 hours and 15 minutes in a perfect world, but usually 7 to 8 with kids and stops and everything else.
Yep.
This is the first time that we packed all of our meals and all of our snacks in a cooler backpack that I bought on Amazon.
Yeah, boy.
Just for the ride.
Yep.
And I don't know why we haven't done this before, to just be like, look, we've got all the food we're going to eat in the car here, because it means whenever you stop, all you have to do is find a place to pee. You know, like my car can make it. I want to take a gas.
But you don't have to find a place to pee if you bring a car body.
No, that's next.
You guys don't just stop on the side of the road like we do and pee out the side of the van.
That's a difference in equipment.
Half the time I do.
Yeah, that's a great one. I think anything basic, that minimizes the amount of stopping that you have to do on a road trip is solid gold. I've mentioned before the car potty thing on the podcast. We still travel with the car potty. We don't stop. We don't stop at places. And coolers in general are a great
move. I thought I told you that we won't stop.
One of the cooler hacks, everybody talks about this, but
it's cooler.
Take some water bottles, put them in the freezer.
Yep.
Put those in the cooler. When they melt, you just got a cold bottle of water. Let's see. Summer dad hacks. Here's one. Always pack a bathing suit.
Yeah.
For everybody.
Yep.
For everybody. Doesn't matter where they go during the summer. Always make sure everyone has a bathing suit packed. I find that, like, if you go anywhere during the summer, chances are somebody's going to get too hot, and chances are somewhere has water.
There's a hose.
There's a hose. Yeah. If you go visit family, there are sprinklers. There are we have bought multiple $8 kiddie pools at like relatives' houses and stuff during the summer, because you're there for a few days, you're traveling around visiting, but after a while your kids are just sick of it. And so you end up buying a little inflatable kiddie pool and hanging out in that at some point during that. So we always, at this point, this is something I adopted before I even had kids, is like, if it's the summertime, pack a bathing suit always.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I do.
I've got just like the knockoff Bird Dog shorts.
Yeah.
Like for myself that are just also like bathing suits, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Anything that you can,
quick dry, like,
yeah,
it's pretty easy. But if you're, especially if you have, ladies in your life, daughters or a wife, if you can just throw in a bathing suit, then it cuts down on issues later.
Can I tangent on your bathing suit one?
I want you to, man.
Yeah. So this was funny. Last summer we were at the beach with my wife's family. And my brother-in-law had some of the Bird Dog style shorts. They look like khakis, but they're like whatever quick dry poly material with like built-in underwear, right? Like, so you can literally jump in the ocean in them. 5 minutes later, they're dry. Like, they're amazing. And so it was my birthday this time last year, and we were at the beach. And so my mother-in-law was like, "Oh, I'll get you a pair of those." And so she was like, "Do you want you know, like a pair of the bird dogs, like the name brand, or do you want like two pairs of whatever the knockoff that my brother-in-law has? Because they were like literally half price. And I was like, oh, I definitely want two pairs of the knockoff, right? And she's like, oh, okay, well, just what? And so she looked at my brother-in-law. She's like, so what's the name of the brand so I can look them up in Amazon? And his face just went pale.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're called Free Ballers.
Yes. Which, yes. Because I'm free.
which is just a moment of like things you never thought you were gonna have to tell your brother-in-law for your brother-in-law's birthday gift.
That's fantastic.
Like, it's Free Ballers. It's all one word.
Just Google it.
Yeah.
And I got a million other hacks, but you always criticize me for naming too many things. So,
no, I don't. I criticize you when you don't answer the question. But if you want to answer the question more times,
I learned from the hacks.
I got more.
I mean, mine was sandwiches, so you can pretty much take some of my slack.
When it's real hot, I don't wear anything that's not some form of like dry fit, quick dry stuff.
Oh, man. I don't know where you're going
with
that.
Short, shirt, everything.
When it's hot, I don't wear anything.
No. I'm serious. It's got to
dry. He's not wearing anything right now.
Right now. This is what I'm wearing. It's, this is... this is the cool Capeline that I'm wearing up top, and quick dry. It stinks to sweat, and that's the thing about being a dad, that you don't be uncomfortable, because you're going to have to solve problems for other people. So don't be uncomfortable yourself. Find a way to put something on your body where you won't be sweaty and weird, because then you can
sweaty, because we're always going to be weird.
You're always going to be weird.
True.
Yeah.
And specific to beach trips, I'll name one more. First thing in the morning, if you are staying near the beach but not on the beach, before anybody else gets up and starts moving around in the house, early in the morning, make a coffee or whatever, and then take all the beach stuff and go and set it up. Go put it on the beach, claim your spot. Before anybody else is out there, set it up. And the final thing about beach trips is I exclusively shower outside. If you're at a beach house with an outside shower, just don't shower inside, because showering outside is better.
Yeah.
You can have beer in the shower. You can play your music. You can have your moment.
You can have beer in an inside shower.
Well, I know, but it's better.
It's better. It
than
is
an
better
outside
in an outside shower. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. My father, I learned that from my father-in-law. The outside shower in the first one was just, there was no hot water.
Yeah.
Like only cold water, which you got to be above 80 degrees for it to work, but it's just heavenly.
The place where we go for a week every year to the same beach house that's owned by some people that my wife knows, former coworker of hers, and they've got one of those underneath the house. They've got a stall shower, fully enclosed, perfect privacy, hot water, all that stuff. The first time we went to that house years ago, we used the inside showers maybe once. Since then, I don't think we've used the inside showers a single time.
Yeah.
We've been going for years, and I think 4 years now, and we don't ever shower inside. Maybe 5 years.
That's good.
Never shower.
That's inside. A good one. I like that one.
It's so much better. It makes it feel like vacation.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Adam? What are your hacks?
So my hack is, it might be tough if you're going on vacation alone, but if you are on a vacation, maybe it's a family vacation, there's a lot of small kids involved. What were you
going to
say?
I'd say, if you're going on vacation alone, you're probably not listening to our podcast.
No.
We have gone on vacation sometimes over July 4th with a couple other families and lots of small kids involved. And one of the hacks that we discovered was kind of how to set up the schedule for the evening so that the adults could find some time to actually enjoy themselves and relax, which was... And you can do this with a few kids or a large number of kids, but when you're doing dinner time, you
lace their food with. No, sorry.
Yeah.
Ooh, better idea. That is good. No, you prepare dinner and just serve all the kids first. The adults don't eat. You serve the kids. You let them eat. You go for it. It's chaotic, and you're just trying to get everybody fed, and everyone's all wound up and having a good time, and just let the kids do their thing, make sure they eat, go crazy, be stressful, chaotic, whatever it is. And then when they're done, you say, all right, everybody, it's movie time. Sit them in front of the TV, watch a movie, and then the adults take their turn at dinner.
Oh, that's nice.
They sit down, enjoy a beverage.
You actually sit down and eat.
Sit down and eat, have conversation. You can do this just between a couple of spouses, or if you're traveling with other family members or friends. sit down, enjoy the meal. They're watching a movie. They're glued to the TV. And you actually get to enjoy some nice time to have adult conversation and not have to be chasing around and doing things to help out little kids the whole time.
Candlelight and Chianti.
Yeah.
So that is
Dostoevsky.
That is our summer life hack.
That's a good life hack. That's a good one. I like that one. I like it.
Hey, what's that thing next to you?
It's a giant wheel.
This thing right here?
Yeah, that right
you
there.
You mean to reach up and...
It's a giant spider.
Give it a little spinny spin?
Just give it a little spinny spin. Give it a little...
Spin
come
it.
On.
Should I? What come happens on. If you it should. Lands on me or Dave?
Well, then you'll just have to do another topic.
It breaks the laws of physics.
We'll have a four-hour podcast.
All right, here we go.
All right, let's try it.
Four-hour cast.
Hey, all right, I don't have to spin it again because somehow it always just lands on the person that hasn't spoken yet or given their question, their topic.
It's so magical.
This wheel is unbelievable.
It's so magical. It's the wheel of fortune.
How much do you think this thing's going to be worth 50 years from now?
$7,000. probably. Okay, so...
It's going to be like one of the legendary items of the North Carolina Triad.
Mm-hmm. It's like us and, I don't know, cigarette machine?
Yeah.
And it's got a loom. Okay.
Buildings in Old Salem and this wheel.
It's funny that you mentioned Old Salem and the Triad in general, because my topic that I would like to discuss is local summer
wheels
outings.
Wheels of cheese.
Local summer outings. This is Triad Dads with a Drink. We are focused on the Piedmont Triad. Everything we've done to this point has been very local to the Piedmont Triad. There's nothing more local than Quentin Tarantino.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cincinnati Brewery.
And the Cincinnati Brewery. So far, we may be a Cincinnati podcast. The Queen City Dads with a Drink. Are they also...
Be lucky I haven't started talking about the Indy 500 yet. Just wait.
Yeah. I would like to talk about...
You want
to
be our Indy 500 correspondent on the Triad Podcast Network?
Oh, absolutely. You should. That sounds so fun. Yes. Can we all go?
Hey, we'll talk after the show.
Okay.
You and me, we'll talk.
I do want to go to the Indy 500 one day.
Let's do it.
Wow, 10 years ago. It's been 10 years since my wife and I went with you and your wife.
That's right.
That was a long time. Wow. That was a pretty epic.
That whole decade,
that was a pretty epic 500, too.
It was.
It's incredible.
It was.
Some other families in the podcast have never even been invited.
It's time.
It's amazing how you, 10 whole years, huh?
Yeah.
And never an invitation.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying. The topic is Triad, Piedmont Triad, North Carolina.
Okay.
Outings that are specific to summertime. We've talked a little bit before on the podcast, especially when we were in the sort of deep heat of the worst part of the pandemic, about local kind of staycation ideas because we were a little bit more confined at the time. But I thought now we'd talk about some things that we can do now, especially things that we couldn't do last summer, that you're excited to do now that we are getting into the summer time.
Now just sit back and unwind.
I'm gonna go to the mall and just walk around.
Yeah, just walk around Haynes Mall. Or Four Seasons in Greensboro for some
reason. That's too far.
No, that's too far. Mm-hmm. Or Oak Hollow in High Point that I think High Point University owns now.
They do. They do.
Okay. So what do we got?
Yeah.
So let's start with you, Adam.
Well, I'm going to name a couple things about the Triad, but then I'm going to also rattle off the one that I'm really excited about that we're doing in July, but it's not...
Cincinnati.
Technically, Triad.
If it's
in North Carolina. It's in
we'll
North Carolina.
To leave.
No.
Is it in Cincinnati, North Carolina? Is it in Charlotte, the other queen city?
No, but it is close to Charlotte. Okay. But the things that we're excited to do around this area during the summer.
What's the
Whitewater Center? No. What did you say? It's not the Whitewater Center, Dave. It's not the Lazy Five Ranch. Oh, that is a good place. We've been there before. I'll tell you about it in a second. So just be patient, okay?
Hey, fine.
Shut up.
Hey, we don't say that. We say no thank you or be quiet.
We say hush up. Just hush up.
Hey, just you know, give Chicklet some love, okay?
Do you know that book, the book without pictures?
Yes, I do.
You know, how
Boo-boo
he's
butt.
Got it? Boo-boo butt.
Mm-hmm.
And I every single time I have read that book to my children, I've changed it to boo-boo bottom because we don't say butt in our house.
Yeah.
And
my kids told me.
Now my kids are to the point where they can read. So I've been sort of avoiding reading that book with them because I don't want them to learn that I've been lying to them this whole time.
Yeah. You guys have heard some of my stories about our conversations with my two boys, right?
I mean, oh, yeah.
You
know it's a lot about diarrhea.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know, it's like, what did Batman get for Valentine's Day?
Diarrhea.
Yeah. So those are the jokes we tell in our house.
Well, yeah. And that really spoils Valentine's Day.
We used to have a rule. where it was, if you were going to use those like words like butt or fart or things like that, you had to say them in the bathroom. You had to be in the bathroom. So, of course, our kids would just beeline for the bathroom. Butt, fart. Pee, you know, all that stuff. Diarrhea. So, anyway.
And then you go in there and you're like, oh, you were calling for help.
Local summer activities that won't give you diarrhea. Isn't that what you said? Okay.
You are.
Diarrhea. Yeah.
So the things that we like doing during the summer, I mean, we love going to our local pool. Dash games, really excited to get back to Dash games. We mentioned that on a previous podcast. And then there's also a lot of great splash pads around too. Places you can go. There's Hathaway Park, which is right near where we live. We love going to that splash pad. But anyway, I wanted to mention this one because it's not far from the Triad. It's an easy drive and it's something we discovered not too long ago. And we thought this would be really cool to do for our kids. And Cody has a birthday in late July and we're going to do this for his birthday.
Lovely downtown Cincinnati. No. Only a 6 hour and 15 minute to 6 hour and 45 minute drive.
So anyway, there's this place in China Grove. So China Grove is, you know, just north of between here and Charlotte. If you're driving south on
China
the interstate, but there's this place called Cherry Treesort. Have you ever heard of this place?
What?
Cherry Treesort.
No. Nope.
It's this resort of tree houses.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. You can book them. We booked one on Airbnb.
Oh.
It's basically these just.
Hold
these,
on, I'm writing this down. Airbnb.
They're tree houses that you can rent and, you know, a couple of bedrooms and like a whole family can stay there.
What?
And it's just this, they call it a treesort, and there's multiple just tree houses that you can rent.
Literally Googling this.
And we booked one that we're going to do late in July for my son's birthday. We let him pick which one he wanted to do. We're going to go stay there for a night. We've never been there before, but
fantastic.
I can't remember how we found it, but yeah, we're going to go stay in like an Airbnb outfitted treehouse, basically.
You are promoting this at this point, sight unseen, though. I hope you
know that. Yeah, absolutely.
When you get there, on our next podcast, you're going to be like, it was all whiskey stills as far as the eye could see.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah, maybe we are rolling the dice on it, but...
Nah, it sounds awesome.
Looking at the pictures, I mean, it's we're pretty excited about it, and our son, Cody, is just... I mean, he can't wait. He is pumped. So
it's got some solid reviews on the internet.
Love it.
Yeah.
And anything the internet loves,
if it's on the internet,
high quality.
Got to be.
That's
true.
How you know it's good.
So
they have hobbit houses.
Yeah.
Oh no.
With a round hobbit door.
Yeah.
What?
So anyway, not technically located in the Triad, but because it's a short drive from the Triad, I wanted to mention it because that's something this summer that we've never done before that we're really looking forward to trying for just
amazing.
Just a quick one night stay and then shoot on back.
Oh, it's a treesort.
Treesort.
I like that.
I like
good
it.
One, Adam.
Thank you.
That was good.
Thanks, guys.
So I've never done this, but this is what I want to do this summer.
Cincinnati. Mm.
Cincinnati chili and Gold Star's the best.
I hear there are tree houses there.
You're gonna make my wife.
Gold Star's the best.
Yeah.
Listen to him.
Yeah, Skyline's crap. But
unpopular food opinions.
Yeah, ooh, that's what
that should be our next.
Cinnamon doesn't belong in chili.
So good, so good. So I want to go kayak the Yadkin.
Okay.
I've never done it, but and I love to like river flatwater paddle. And
you want to go kayak?
I want to go.
You want to?
Could you say that
he
again
wants
for
to
the
go kayakin?
if you put the word kayak in Yadkin, to get Kayadkin.
Man, plus, if you talk to anyone from Yadkin County, there is no D in it. It is Yakin County.
Kayakin?
It's Yakin.
I've never.
We should actually start. That should be our like side hustle. Is the we'll do kayak tours of the Yadkin called Kayakin.
Kayakin.
Okay, let's just shut the podcast down.
Hey, go ahead and hit stop because we're done now.
Yeah, that was good.
In podcast,
what episode
and in
is this for us? Do we know?
A 47.
Yeah, sounds right.
42.
Oh no, I was counting each half hour as an episode.
This is episode 3, hour 79.
I think we're probably on like 6 or 7, right? Maybe more
ish. Sure.
Who knows?
Yeah, sure.
Who knows?
I don't know.
That's a good one. Kayaking in general.
Adam just did a time check. What hour are we at there, Adam?
We're at 1 hour and 11 minutes.
Wow. Hey, that's not that bad. Kayaking locally. There's a lot of good lakes to kayak on if you're not. Salem Lake in Winston-Salem.
Yep.
You can rent a kayak for, I think, $4 an hour. I've never done it, but my brother who lives locally does it like once a week. He goes and rents a kayak and goes out.
That's pretty amazing.
On Salem Lake?
Yeah, so he cycles a lot. He bikes a lot. It was actually on the Salem Lake Trail that I destroyed my knee, you know.
Is that why you got all the Band-Aids there?
Yeah, that's why I got all the Band-Aids. It's almost healed. And my bike, it's been 2 weeks, so
was this
I
your
am
new
almost
bike?
Healed my bike.
Was
yes.
this the special gift
It is
bike?
In the shop still. But they,
no, wait, what happened?
Mock Orange Bikes, not a sponsor, but should be, finished working on it this morning.
What happened to the bike, though?
It
what
was,
happened to you?
The front wheel was out of true. I jammed up one of the shifters. I basically went double ASS over tea kettle.
That's 4 S's.
And just I wrecked pretty hard. I was coming down a hill and hit a rock that I didn't see.
Oh,
and I was doing, I don't know, 15, 17 miles an hour.
Oh no.
And I was pretty bashed up, but I still got a little tendonitis in the old army arm over here. But
chopping down a tree made it all better.
Yeah. Well, I didn't chop it down. I sawed it down with a chainsaw. So it was very little
tomato, tomato.
It's, you know, just wedge drop. Where were we on all
I don't
this?
Know. Something about paddling.
Oh, yeah. But Salem Lake.
I hear banjo.
My brother who rides around, he'll ride around Salem Lake and then he'll go to the marina, rent a kayak, and paddle Salem Lake. So it's amphibious.
Nice little Saturday.
Yeah, nice little Saturday.
I'm going to tell my wife I'll be gone for 4 hours, just going to be riding the bike and paddling.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
So other local outings, you mentioned baseball because of the Dash, but we would be remiss if we didn't mention that there's another baseball team that will start play tomorrow as of the recording of this in Winston-Salem, and that is an amateur Woodbats Summer League team called the Carolina Disco Turkeys.
Yeah, they are.
A peacock being a disco turkey.
And you can listen to a feature on their manager right here on the Triad Podcast Network.
No way.
What?
I didn't know that
previous
you did that.
Episode, how do you guys not listen to all the shows that we do?
I have listened to many of them, but I haven't listened to that one. I know some of the people involved with that team, but I don't know the manager.
Our friend Kyle Schassberger, who hosts the Triad Sports One-on-One podcast right here on the Triad Podcast Network in a previous episode, actually just did a show with the promoter from Bowman Gray Stadium.
Cool.
About the new season of Bowman Gray Racing. Now that
you know, I've never been to a race.
That is something that's a summer thing.
The
that
three
I
of us,
really want.
We gotta go. It.
Really want
to
do Bowman Gray
short track.
Yes,
stock car.
That
racing.
Would be so much fun.
Fantastic.
That is. I haven't done that either.
I gotta say that you know, specific to the Triad area,
live remote.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
God. Yeah.
So to me, Bowman Gray Stadium is one of those places. The fact that it is both the football stadium for an HBCU and a short track stock car racing venue.
It's pretty amazing.
Is like that is the distillation of what the Piedmont Triad is.
I don't know if any other venue has that kind of combination.
No, it's just such an interesting
in
combination
America.
Of things. Yeah, and it's not like it's in the hinterlands of like it's like in Winston-Salem. Like I pass it all the time when I go biking or running on the Salem Creek Greenway.
Yeah.
So
let's do it.
That's a good one. Bowman Gray. I would love. Yes, please. Remote.
But yeah, so
you can
listen to the Joey Logano helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, so there's a previous episode where Triad Sports One-on-One featured the manager for the Carolina Disco Turkeys.
Fantastic. So Disco Turkey is something I'm excited about. Other outings, Tanglewood. We were just at Tanglewood recently.
Yeah. Yep.
If you haven't spent time at Tanglewood over in Clemens, for some reason I didn't spend a lot of time there until like the last year. And now we go with some increased regularity. And man, it's got everything.
There's so much more than you think.
Yeah.
Like just go there and try to spend an entire day at Tanglewood.
Yeah,
if you can. Or an entire afternoon, because there's a lot to do.
Previously,
I'd only been there really for one of a few things. Like I'll go there to play golf every once in a while. I played tennis there. And we go to the light show around Christmas time.
I've never done that.
It's pretty cool. Outside of that, like, there's not a whole lot of things that we go to Tanglewood for, but just going there, like, bringing a picnic lunch and taking a hike and then going over to the playground area by one of the shelters. Yeah. I mean, you could have a lot of fun there on an afternoon without, like, utilizing any of the actual, like, golf course, tennis court, swimming pool, that kind of stuff.
And we recently did that. We did that just a few days ago, and we... Yeah. Had a full afternoon there with, I don't know, we spent the grand total of parking two cars there, which was $4.
Yeah.
And we had a whole family, you know, we brought picnic lunches and we and walked around and played and had a great time.
Yeah, and they get to look at, while they're hiking from the shelter up toward the playground, like you get to pass by some of the horses. And
oh, yeah.
I mean, it's, yeah.
There's a train. I mean, it doesn't move, they pass a giant locomotive, which is always interesting.
Tim grabbed a trident and stabbed somebody.
I did. I should leave town. Things escalated quickly. So what else you got, guys?
We don't have any more topics.
We're going to argue about something?
I mean...
Are we going to sing a little three-part harmony?
Have you given Chiclet enough love in this podcast?
Hey, so let me tell you about Chiclet. She's funny.
That's it.
No, she is funny.
She is.
I'm trying to think of one of the really crazy things she's done lately. She started reading nonstop.
That's cool.
She's in kindergarten and
Chiclet.
This is a good one. She's got a book that she checked out from the library that is a Lego Star Wars book.
Yes.
She keeps it in the car. We get in the car, and she will start by reading the table of contents. And it's like, 2, the Force. 4, the Jedi. 6, the Sith. She will read the entire table of contents first, and then she'll go through each page and read every page of the book.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's fantastic. And
that's a proud dad moment right there.
Yeah, when she starts back there, you know, I'm taking her to school, and she'll just be like, 14, Asajj Ventress. 16, you know, which I don't know. Is that Clone Wars? Asajj Ventress?
I don't know.
It's beyond my understanding, but it's part of the book. So
it's good.
Should I be worried that Picky Eater wants to dress up as Darth Vader for his birthday?
No, Darth Vader's fun.
Like, Darth Vader is his character.
Yeah.
He loves Darth Vader.
Yeah. Because Darth Vader's amazing. Like, he's in a spacesuit. Like, he's this big, tall, imposing figure.
Yeah.
He can lift people up with his hands. Like, he's got he's cool. He's got that cool James Earl Jones voice.
Yeah.
Like, who doesn't want to be, who would rather be Luke?
He killed the younglings.
Who would rather be? I was going to go to Tashi Station and pick up some power converters. Nobody wants to be that guy.
All my friends have already joined and they're gone and nobody even likes me.
Bleh. I used to bullseye womp rats in my T-16 back home.
This is way easier than that.
Bleh. Darth Vader's cooler.
It's true. Yeah, you're probably fine.
Are we getting into like a hot take of like Luke was just a whiny, you know,
is that a hot take?
That's what you guys are saying.
I'll take the heat.
What are your opinions on Luke?
He was a whiny little.
He was awesome in The Mandalorian, though.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, but that was that was Jedi Luke, essentially.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's a whole different ball of wax. But early on, I mean, come on, he was like, I don't mind you.
Just like that.
That's super annoying, man.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You totally wasted Yoda's time.
Yes, you wasted everybody's time.
Yeah.
Though that movie, again, I'll say it to anyone who ever wants to listen. Empire Strikes Back holds up.
Of course it does.
Holds up.
Yeah.
Like strong.
Of course it does.
None of the other ones do.
Jedi's still my favorite.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, my God. We just ended.
How is that not your unpopular movie opinion?
I thought about that. That was going to be mine. Yeah.
That's a hot, hot take.
I love Return of the Jedi.
It's got moments, but man.
Ooh. I know. I think it's just the time when I watched it created like a deep emotion. Like, love those little Ewoks. They're cute. But
no, the Ewoks. No.
The Ewoks were adorable and amazing, and it ended happy.
But Empire was so moody. It was moody, but so much happens. You get Bespin. You get Dagobah. You get Hoth.
You get one of the best reveals in the history of movies.
Yeah, no. And
Luke, I am your father.
It turns out they're in a cave that's actually a snake worm.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. For now, I just want to say to you and to you.
Rate, subscribe, and review. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode on the Triad Podcast Network. Our mission is simple: provide information, advice, and stories about the people and places that make the North Carolina Triad such a great place to be. You can find us by searching Triad Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much wherever you like to listen. If you like what you heard and want to support the show and those that contribute, we would truly appreciate a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. It helps spread the word along, as do your shares on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Triad Podcast. To get in touch with us, simply email info@triadpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.